Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And is it a great harbinger, a forecast of more great days for Republicans who are running for Congress, who are running for the U.S. Senate, and yes, the President of the United States? There is reason to believe, looking at the most recent polling, looking at the most recent results from two special elections that were held this Tuesday, both of which were won in overwhelming fashion by the Republican candidates. A Republican candidate running for Congress in Wisconsin won by 14 points. Now, it was a Republican district. But in California, yeah, that's right, ultra-democratic California, the Republican Mike Garcia won by 12 points. It's a big deal, or a big beep deal, as Joe Biden was once notorious for saying. We will get to that coming up with Molly Hemingway. She's written a provocative piece for The Federalist about the coming red wave, and red as in Republican victories. But first up, there is a deeper question about what the country is going through. That if you're like me, and I think many of you are, not everybody, but I am sure you have engaged in conversations like this. If you believe, and I do very deeply and in fact completely, that there is a God who controls the universe, then it's reasonable to ask, what is God trying to tell us through the coronavirus? And there's a big AP story based on a poll. The headline says, poll, U.S. believers see message from God in virus. And the story reads, the coronavirus has prompted almost two-thirds of American believers to feel that God is telling humanity to change how it lives, a new poll finds. The poll was conducted by the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. And the poll indicates that people everywhere and in every religious tradition are searching for a deeper meaning in the devastating outbreak. Of Americans who say they believe in God, which is over 90% of Americans in all polls, it's over 90%, it's sometimes over 96%, say that we believe in God. But of those who say they believe in God, 31% feel strongly that the virus is a sign of God telling humanity to change, with the same number feeling that somewhat. Which group in society is most likely to believe that it's necessary to find a message in the virus and that God is sending us a message to change? Let's say evangelicals, of course. And in addition, black Americans were far more likely than those of other racial backgrounds to say they feel the virus is a sign that God wants humanity to change. And black people are more likely to believe that regardless of education, income, or gender. 47% of African Americans say they feel that strongly, compared with 37% of Latinos and 27% of white Americans. Now, that might reflect some of the statistics, the other statistics that everybody reads about all the time, that suggest that this pandemic, which hurts everybody, has been particularly painful for the black community and for the Latino community. And in terms of unemployment, the one group in America that has suffered most racially so far from the unemployment explosion has been Latinos. And Latinos have a higher unemployment rate than either blacks or whites. Overall, 82% of Americans who say they believe in God say that of those people who believe in God, 82% say their faith or spirituality has grown stronger as a result of the outbreak. Just 1% say it has weakened, which is fairly remarkable. Elsewhere, they have another number from this poll. They asked people if you believed in God before the pandemic. How many people who believe in God before the pandemic say they no longer believe in God? 1%. How many people who said they were non-believers before the pandemic say they now believe in God because of the pandemic? 2%. So this doesn't really shake people on whether they believe in God or not, but it does seem to, if anything, push people more in a believing direction. That makes sense, of course, because normally a knowledge of mortality, recognizing that you don't live forever, that death is a reality in human life, someone close to you passes away, I know for many people it pushes you in a more religious direction. I think for most people it works that way. What's fascinating to me is there have been a number of pieces, both by believing Christians, by the way, one in Christianity Today and one in The Atlantic, that say that no, you can't attribute this coronavirus disaster to God. And Jim Dennison writes a piece in Christianity Today. He says, a prominent church where I live put up a billboard that drew citywide attention. Is the coronavirus a judgment from God? This is the most common question, writes Jim Dennison, I've been asked since the pandemic began. And he says, it's easy to quote the Bible in support of such positions, from plagues in Egypt to the destruction of Jerusalem to the book of Revelation's prediction that the world will be judged with pestilence. That's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, after all. He says, however, these are not those days. We can know this for two reasons. He says, first of all, biblical judgments through disease are supernatural in origin. They don't make any logical sense. This has an entirely natural scientific explanation. And second, he says, biblical judgments are against specific sins and sinners. No specific sins, he writes, cause this virus, nor are those who are afflicted with it more sinful than the rest of us. God loves the Chinese people just as much as he loves Italians, Koreans, and Americans. He loves the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions just as much as he loves the young and the healthy. One fact that this pandemic emphasizes is that we are all part of one race, the human race, and we are all in this together. I do think that is an important message and a real message, and good for Jim Dennison for advancing it. But I don't think that saying that this is not punishing specific sinners doesn't take away the idea that there has been a destructive attitude, destructive behavior, decisions, aspects of the culture, aspects of the way we live that may have contributed to this crisis. So what about my personal belief? I do think it is possible to look for a deeper, a divine message from this pandemic. And I'll tell you what I think it is as we move along this hour. First up, we're going to talk about another form of judgment, the judgment of the electorate, which seems to be moving right in a Republican direction. talking to Molly Hemingway coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Michael Medved Show, in a new piece in The Federalist, Molly Hemingway points out, and we've posted her piece at our website, that before the elections that took place on Tuesday with sweeping Republican wins in both Wisconsin and California, that before those elections took place, there were folks like those over at the 538 who said, watch these elections. They could give you an indication of a gigantic Democratic wave election in 2020, just like in 2018. Well, not so fast, because the Republicans won one race by 20 points, by 14 points, the other race by 12 points. Big Republican wins in both states. So, Molly, you don't believe that the cake is baked already. Molly, who is senior editor of The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College and a Fox News contributor, you don't feel this cake is baked already, but you believe it's, I don't know, to continue the metaphor, in the oven?
Certainly. I just think it's interesting that we are told so many months in advance to expect huge Democratic victories. It's very similar to what we were told in 2018. And that kind of messaging really is powerful in terms of depressing certain voters and not depressing other voters. And it seems to be the type of messaging that we hear from the media regardless of what the facts on the ground actually are. In this case, you had them saying, looks like we're going to be headed toward a blue wave, and these two races are a strong indication. And then it turns out that Republicans pick up their first congressional seat in California since 1998, and that this Wisconsin seat that had been rated as a toss-up was won decisively by the Republican. And you don't hear those same media outlets that said that if this went blue, that it would be a huge, huge deal. You don't hear them talking about what it means that even in the midst of all that we're going through right now, these big Republican victories on Tuesday night suddenly don't mean anything at all. Who knows what will happen in November, but we do know what happened when there was a real poll taken last Tuesday. And what really happened is Republicans won big.
And part of the message, it seems to me, is that strong candidates matter. I mean, Mike Garcia, a Latino Republican fighter pilot, Navy fighter pilot in a Navy town, because, Southern California, generally, great affliction. I mean, think of San Diego is really the Navy town. He was in L.A. But Mike Garcia was a very strong candidate. I think Tom Tiffany was a very strong candidate. That still is an equation that works, in other words, right?
It's important that they're strong candidates. There were also issues in play that helped each of them in California not having any other ballot issues, and having a very motivated Republican and independent turnout for Garcia was huge. It's not necessarily the case that we'll see these things happen in the future. But it's also true that if things really were as horrific as we're told they are in the media day after day, there's no way that either of these candidates would have won. You know, it's not just about Republicans or Trump. It's also about their messaging about how supposedly nobody in the country wants to reopen the economy. They only want to be in perpetual lockdown. If that were true, these races would have gone a different way as well, since that was an issue in these races. And it just is a warning that people should be very skeptical when they hear spin about what's going on in terms of national sentiment or local sentiment, and they should focus more on what's actually happening when voters come to the polls.
Okay, one of the things that we were talking about earlier in the show today, and it's something that I know because of your best-selling book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, with the charges against Joe Biden, and last night Joe Biden saying that if people believe Tara Reid, I wouldn't vote for me, they shouldn't vote for me. With all of that going on, don't you think when we have the next Supreme Court confirmation, it's a little bit less likely that they'll try to pull a Kavanaugh on whichever woman the president nominates?
It was always going to be less likely that the same exact operation would be pulled on the next nominee as was pulled on Kavanaugh, even though Kavanaugh itself was a repeat of the Clarence Thomas operation. On which note, there's a documentary on Clarence Thomas that will be airing Monday on PBS nationwide that I highly recommend. But I don't think that you should in any way assume that there won't be some type of operation against whoever is the next nominee by a Republican, by Trump or another Republican, particularly if that nominee is going to be replacing someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or someone who is viewed as particularly helpful to progressive causes. If it were important to do it in the case of Kennedy, who was completely moderate, it would be even more important to destroy whatever nominee would replace someone who's more beloved by the left. And they have shown consistently that they are interested in running these types of campaigns, and I think it would be very foolish to expect them not to do it in the next nomination scenario.
Don't you think that in the, and it's not an unlikely event at all, given the age and health of some of the members of the court, if there is a court opening between now and Election Day, that it helps President Trump a great deal?
It would help him, and it helped him so much in 2016 with voters. I think one in four voters who voted for him said that the Supreme Court and judicial nominations in general, that was the reason why they voted for him, and they were doing that when they had no idea what he would do. Turns out it's probably his greatest success is the nomination of not just two Supreme Court justices, but several hundred circuit court judges. And this is something
absolutely
very
right.
important to a lot of voters. So now they know he's good at it and will be even more motivating to them. It might be motivating to the other side as well.
Well, the other side is going to go simply crazy. They're going to bring up the, quote, bloody shirt of Merrick Garland again and again and again if something like that happened. What about President Trump dealing with a situation if the economy has not even begun to recover by November of 2020? What is the president's line?
Well, this is one of the things I think is so interesting about what we're seeing in terms of voter sentiment right now. I just saw a poll showing only 12% of Democrats are prioritizing reopening the economy versus 62% of Republicans. There really is a partisan divide on this issue, and I think it's partially related to whether that issue helps President Trump or not. I think people understand that President Trump's greatest asset over the last few years has been the strength of the economy. Some people have openly discussed their hope that the economy might falter just for political prospects. And so I think their thinking is that if they can continue to depress the economy, it might redound to their benefit in the November elections. Where I think that might not be the case is, A, I'm not sure I believe the polls showing that so many people want to keep everything shut down perpetually. But B, when you think about strengths and weaknesses, I think Donald Trump has a huge advantage when it comes to voters thinking he cares about economic health.
And not only that, the enthusiasm gap, which we have been talking about this week, is huge in Trump's favor. Molly Hemingway, her column about the coming red wave, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
it's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it.
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy Justice Kavanaugh.
Off any download at the MedVid History Store by becoming an annual MedHead member. Join at michaelmedvid.com.
And right now you can get a 33% reduction in the cost of that annual membership if you just put in, when you sign up for a MedHead membership, you put in Spring 40. You bring it down to 11 cents a day, and then you have that 50% off access to anything from the MedVed History Store. Go to MedVedHistoryStore.com or MichaelMedVed.com. Molly Hemingway, who was just on, mentioned that there was a documentary, which I know is going to be terrific, on Clarence Thomas that is going to be airing across the country and through PBS, I believe. And features, of course, cooperation of Justice Thomas. And that's a piece of work by an old friend of mine named Michael Pack. And he was mentioned today at the president's press briefing. And Michael Pack has just been appointed by President Trump. And it's a great appointment. And I salute the president for doing it. Michael has been appointed to be the new head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which is the voice of America and other media outlets that are supposed to tell America's story to the rest of the world. Remember Radio Free Europe from years ago? Well, this is very important. And the thing about Michael is he is a patriot, and he would tell America's story in a way that glorifies this country as it deserves to be glorified. And that, of course, makes him controversial. There are some scurrilous charges from the Attorney General, not of the United States, but of the city of Washington, D.C., that have been launched at the last minute to stop Michael's confirmation. And I just wanted to give a little shout-out to an old friend. Michael and I collaborated on a show for PBS years ago, 1995, called Hollywood versus Religion. Michael is an honorable, patriotic, enormously gifted and creative guy. And I certainly hope to have him on soon. And the Senate should vote quickly to confirm him and allow him to do the great job for our country that I know he will. And by the way, Michael is business partners with his wife, Gina, and they have three outstanding kids. This is a really, really great appointment. Okay, I wanted to pay off something that we were talking about before, which is this whole idea that many Americans, and maybe you're one of them. If you are, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. Believe that God is trying to send us a message through something as big as this pandemic. And one of the problems with a lot of the answers that I've heard is that that might apply to the United States, but this is not just a pandemic in the United States. There are other parts of the world that have suffered far, far more than America from this pandemic. One of the things that I've heard is that, and this from a serious thinker, actually, is that in Jewish tradition, one of the seven commandments that apply to all human beings, whether you're religious or non-religious, Jewish or Christian or Muslim, whatever, one of the seven commandments of the sons of Noah has to do with not eating animals while they're alive. I know that sounds gross, but it's basically some kind of kindness recognition of animals. And if this really did evolve, this entire pandemic, because of eating live bats or eating other live animals, which is what goes on in those wet markets. Well, okay. The problem is most of the world doesn't do that. And the one thing that I think particularly for the United States, which has always been a God-haunted country, our leaders always, including leaders who weren't conventionally religious, believed that America had a special destiny, had a special instrumentality involving the Almighty, a role that we were going to play. And the idea that something like this would happen would derail our booming economy, I mean, clearly there is a message in here somewhere. But it's not a message, as Jim Dennison was talking about, to punish a specific group of people, because this really does cut across all groups. I think that part of the message that I would take away from this, and I've thought about it a great deal, has been that there is simply too much causeless hatred, sort of free-floating hostility and anger and nastiness in our society recently. And something like this should give us perspective to pull back from that a little bit and to see other people as our fellow citizens and our brothers and sisters and cousins and people who are connected. And this actually does have a reference in Hebrew scripture, because according to traditional understanding, there was a specific sin for which the second temple was destroyed. It was wiped out. And Jews were exiled, and the exile lasted for 2,000 years. It was a terrible, terrible punishment to a whole people. And the punishment was for not the sin of murder or idolatry or sexual immorality. It was for the sin of what is called sinat chinam, which means causeless hatred. Just hating people who aren't you. And this level of hostility, and by the way, that was proven historically, because while Jerusalem was under siege by the Romans before they took the city and they burned the temple to the ground, Jewish people were killing one another over political disputes. And the point was, hey, get serious here, guys. Now, America's not going to be wiped out by the coronavirus, but a lot of people's hopes and their lives have been greatly disrupted, and they've lost and lost and lost. And maybe the message is, look, the political disputes that we have, that are supposed to be the worst ever or the most dangerous ever or the most devastating ever. Very often those political disputes, when you put them in context, they aren't over that much. And I do think it's very, very dangerous in our country to have this basically instinctive hostility to somebody who disagrees with you. And you see it on all sides. Do I think it's worse on the left? I do think it's worse on the left. But it's plenty bad on the right as well. It's something we can do better. There was a very famous response about how you get forgiveness for this causeless hatred. And it was from the first chief rabbi of Israel, whose name was Rabbi Kook. And he said the only way you can get forgiven, you can repair causeless hatred, is with causeless love. In other words, rather than just automatically hating someone because he disagrees with you, you automatically love him, even if he disagrees with you. You love him because he's your fellow creature of God. This, by the way, goes to the most famous verse in the entire Bible. Most famous verse in the entire Bible is love your neighbor as yourself. In the book of Leviticus, it's cited later directly by Jesus in the New Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the question is, why does it say as yourself? Why not just say love your neighbor? And the answer is because it's a specific thing. You don't need anyone to urge you to love yourself. You love and care about yourself automatically. It's causeless. That's what we need to do about our neighbors. Yeah, love your neighbor the way you love yourself in an automatic, not forced manner, just because it grows out of you as a decent human being and, God willing, a patriotic American. I'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Okay, it's great. I'm doing the show from home, as I have been for more than 2 months. It's called Lockdown Time. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, is running the boards all alone at the office, but he's also taking your calls, 1-800-955-1776. But what it means is during commercial breaks, which are very necessary for allowing us to do the show, sometimes we're talking back and forth, and Jeremy made a great point about the famous biblical verse, V'yachavta v'riyacha kamocha in Hebrew, that you should love your neighbor like you love yourself, that his understanding of the reason it adds as yourself is to emphasize the importance of loving yourself. If you hate yourself, if you despise yourself, if you think you are a low, miserable human being, you will have no impulse to do right. And you have to, in order to actually love your neighbor, and by the way, that's also a very old, valid, I think profound interpretation. But particularly regarding the sin of causeless hatred, which is so destructive to every aspect of our lives, I do think that the only way is to have precisely the kind of causeless love that I think God wants us to have. Not because your neighbor is nice. Some neighbors are easy to love. Really. Some people are just easy to love. Most of us, it's more of a challenge. To do our best in that regard, I think, is something that Americans have traditionally been pretty good at. And maybe we can recapture in the year 2020. Let's go to your calls to Gary in Seattle. Gary, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Hey, in response to your initial topic that you brought out on this, people saying that God's doing this to get us to live differently. He's been saying that for thousands of years through the history of man, lived differently. So to me, the coronavirus, it's not that God has done this, but it's a man-made event. God is with us through it, and he'll bring us through it. But what I'm struck by most of all is what is said in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Jesus is talking about his coming. He says there's going to be an increase of pestilences in the last days. That's the warning signs that we should be paying attention to know that Jesus is coming soon. And that's what I see in the coronavirus and the other viruses and epidemics we've had that have happened in recent years. There's an increase to this. It's getting more and more impactful. And it's supposed to wake us up to remind us Jesus is coming. Be ready.
Yeah. Now, again, when you look at this pandemic compared to other pandemics in human history, I'm sure there are some people who could have taken that approach in the 1300s. In the middle 1300s, one-third of the population of Europe was killed, the equivalent of 100 million people dying here in the United States. So I'm careful about that. And again, I think that part of what people understand about something like this is that certainly God allows this to happen. God controls the universe, but it is not a supernatural form of action. As Jim Dennison said, it is not a supernatural kind of curse or punishment. And, but you're right, and I think people are right generally, is that the Judeo-Christian tradition sees punishment as not revenge as much as sending a message. And the message here can again be as direct for all of us, if we choose to make it, to get a better perspective on what's really important. Which is why it's... There's a story today that one business is booming in the state of Washington, the lottery. The state lottery is just skyrocketing with people shut in because I guess they can't go to the tribal casinos or any casinos. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the MedVed Show.
Thanks, Michael. One love to your whole crew. I want to say that I agree with you when you talk about the going vegetarian aspect of this pandemic. But I also want to add that I think that when it comes to the biblical aspect, God wanting to dim the light a little bit when it comes to pollution. You know, one thing I've been doing during this pandemic was watching Nova, PBS a lot, learning a lot of things, and I've seen how this planet just needs a break when it comes to pollution. And I think that's taken the planet now has a chance to breathe a little. And we need a president in office who could respect that when it comes to the Paris Accord aspect of this as well.
Well, again, I look, what you're saying is based on the idea that apparently this is the clearest skies they've measured in Los Angeles in more than 50 years. The air quality, by the way, in Los Angeles has been getting better generally over the last 50 years. But now, because the freeways are not crowded, because people are not driving anywhere, because the economy is largely shut down all across the country, and I imagine that's true, too. Do you notice more sunshine, less smog, less pollution in Atlanta, Sid?
Yeah, no question. I say so. It's like everywhere in Paris. And I think this is a chance for the rich ones to take a break. Also, all the oil dealers, the economy slowed down, and the money also slowed down for the rich folks. So
things have slowed down for everybody. But of course, it's poor people who are always most vulnerable and who are hardest hit. And I appreciate your call. The idea that in a period of time, and I know Americans don't believe this, just like most Americans don't believe that we've actually been lowering the crime rate in the country, we have. The crime rate has gone down quite steadily since the mid-80s. It's really dramatically lower. And that's, I think, something important to recognize, that we've also improved our environmental quality, not degraded it, in recent years. More people are fed, less people are choking to death on greenhouse gases. Except for the climate change alarmists, there are reasons to be grateful for environmental improvement. So let's go. Last call to Brett in Lacey, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Yes,
hello, Brett.
MedVed?
Yes, it is.
It's your MedVed. Hello.
Yes. Yes, you're on.
Yes, Michael. I'm from Lacey, Washington. I talked to you a few years ago. I'm a longtime listener. I wanted to ask you your perspective on abortion in regard to God's judgment on America, when you consider the Old Testament with Molech. And
yes, I understand that. I understand that argument. But, you know, abortion is one of those other things where things are much better today. Now, even though Democrats take a more extreme position, a position that I soundly condemn, the truth is the rate of abortion has gone down dramatically. It used to be in the 1980s, early 1980s, that one out of three pregnancies ended in abortion. And today it's down to below one out of five. Now, that means a lot of babies who are in this world who wouldn't have been. So the idea that if God was going to send a message particularly about that, first of all, it wouldn't go around the whole world because I don't know that there has been any dramatic increase worldwide in abortion. And there certainly has been the opposite of that in the United States. And, Brett, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the perspectives, all of the perspectives that have been offered here. There's no definitive answer, but I think the one definitive answer is something as painful as this, something as sweeping as this, something as life-changing as this should be a message for each of us to try and be better individuals, to do the things that are most important, that count the most. And yes, it should be an impulse for us to be a better country. And I hope even when it comes to our politics and our debate and our conversation, to be a little more respectful of people with whom you disagree. President Lincoln said this in his first inaugural address, is we are not enemies, we must be friends. Now, unfortunately, there are folks on the other side who didn't listen. And listening to the need to come together and respond effectively as a united nation, that's important. We'll be talking to Alan Dershowitz about the Constitution and violations and threats to that constitutional order for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.